No more talk of where God or angel guest with man, as with his friend familiar us to sit indulgent, and with him partake rural repast, permitting him the while venial discourse unblamed. I now must change these notes to tragic. Foul distrust and breach disloyal on the part of man, revolt and disobedience on the part of heaven, now alienated, distance and distaste, anger and just rebuke and judgment given, that brought into this world a world of woe, sin and her shadow, death and misery, death's harbinger, sad task. Yet argument not less but more heroic than the wrath of stern Achilles on his foe pursued, thrice fugitive around Troy's wall, or rage of Turnerus for Lavinia disposed, or Neptune's ire, or Juno's that so long perplexed the Greek, and Corinthia's son, if answerable style I can obtain of my celestial patroness, who deigns her nightly visitation unimplored and dictates to me slumbering or inspires easy my unpermeated verse. Book 9, Paradise Lost. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. We're going to have a heck of a time today, so stay with us.
calm color in the light. No gray, only black and white. Big eyes, little appetite. Long run on a short line. I've been pushed into overtime. It all turned on me on a dime. Kind heart with a filthy mind. This is real life. Time just a little late. Don't preach on me like a saint. We're so in love and it is such a shame.
Coming in here real quick for a palate cleanser. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate. If you don't know me, that's who I am. Two from Wild Nothing to start out the show, Shadow and Only Heather, which if you know someone named Heather and you really want to make their day, send them that song. You were designed by Grace Mitchell. A song that I've like come back to, and it is what a fantastic. That's one of those songs you can just sort of like live inside. Also, we're doing some different songs for sort of the bump here. Ikebana by Kevin Shields, which is from Lost in Translation, a great movie. that really demands that, as Grace Mitchell tells us, it moves slow. So you got to shut up. That's literally how you watch that movie. You can't take more than the movie is giving you. That's 100% true. So anyway, I read the first handful of lines from book 9 of Paradise Lost, which is now entering my canon of like some of the best music, some of the best literature I've ever read. Sad task, which is great. And I think one of the best parts is that the beginning of each book in Paradise Lost is sort of Milton talking to himself about like where this is all going to go, or sort of invoking his place in history, which is great because I have to write a lot of essays right now, and writing introductions is kind of sort of a bummer because you want to draw people in, but then you also have to be serious. So you can't just like come out with jokes. And I found that it actually is really fun to do what Milton does and sort of place yourself in the large continuum of everything and to say, all right, I'm going to talk about the fall of man as understood in Genesis, but I'm also going to like make sure that you know that I read the Odyssey or the Iliad, because he mentions, and I'm up on all my Greek and Roman history, and I know Virgil, I know him. And so this, whatever this is, whatever you're about to experience, is going to be in the continuum of all of those things. And I think that that's great, where you just come in and you're like, for my next essay, all of human knowledge has gotten to this point, this essay, the thing you're about to read. Okay, let's talk about Thoreau's imagination of the simplistic, or his denial in himself and others. Anyway, bunch more songs, and some I'm very excited about, so stay with us. Send me a text if you have anything you want to share, and I hope your Tuesday is going really wonderful. It is just about the greatest day outside, so hopefully you're outside walking around listening to this. Blue skies, mid-70s. Oh yeah.
patience. Wish time, this time could just be a bit shortened. Between us 6 million seasons. Gotta run, gotta run, gotta run, and make it and die.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate. Name of the show is Fast and Loose. Thank you so much for everybody tuning in. Members of the Cambridge Theological Society tuning in. Old group. A lot of tradition. Stretches back for years, if not months. And a lot of serious guys. So you know, you're looking out. You're looking out. You gotta be on your toes during that. I don't know where I'm at right now. Let's just do the music. Kevin Shields was the last bump. And then Icarus by White Hinterland off of the album Kairos, which, like, if you're going to name an album something, Kairos is the name that's Greek for, like, an extraordinary time. And obviously the name is Icarus. I got to look at the other names of the songs on that album, but Icarus, if there are other just, like, blatant references to Greek mythology, then... All for it, White Hinterland. And anyway, Daydream by Youth Lagoon, which got interrupted. I don't know what happened. It just kind of skipped over. Didn't love that. And we went right into M83 Go from M83 off the album Junk, which I kind of insulted last week. And I got some feedback that album is good and it is serious, even though it's not Hurry Up, We're Dreaming. And that song is great. Like, if you really want to get all freaking jazzed up, That song is the one. That's the one. So anyway, that's the music that we played. Also, on the subject of naming things after cool things, I think we've gotten away from just like naming stuff in your life after cool Greek things. And I'm gonna put out some suggestions to you. Number one, Kairos. If you just want to name, you know, you want to write that on your binder for your notes, you know, an extraordinary time. Because Kronos, obviously, Kronos is just like with time in general. Hold on. Cool. I've been sneezing a lot today because the weather's so warm. Shout out to anybody else that's got a nose like mine. But I think a really good one is, I got this from Walden, from my good friend Henry David Thoreau, where he was like, you know what we should name stuff? We should name stuff after, like, the Greek fates. And so he, the Greek fates are Clotho, Lachesis, and Atropos. And I think Atropos is, like, the greatest name. He was like, you should name all of your machines Atropos, because that's the third fate. That's the one that cuts the string, the one that sort of signifies death. And in Greek, it actually means sort of inevitable or inexorable. You're not going to get away. And so the Morari, the fates, Atropos, I think that's great. I think I'm going to write that on sort of all of my consumer goods, which have sort of planned obsolescence, such as shoes. Just write that on there and be like, you know what? We're all just wheeling towards death, towards the inevitability of this thing not being useful anymore. Anyway, hopefully that like really gets you going on this sunny day out here. There's other ones. You could name things Clotho, which is like the one that spins the thread, that's sort of the beginning, you know, the newness of life. You can name it that if you're sort of off on an endeavor. Anyway, yeah, let's just like go back to the music and go ahead and call in or text in if you've got any significant things on your mind. That's what this show is about. So thank you, Broken Social Scene in the background.
that never fades for you to feel it in my blood.
I have decided.
Hey, what's up? Got a quick message for you about rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself some money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's nickel metal hydrogen batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? Message from all your green friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I would say that last sentence runs on is also a double negative. Should be three sentences and ends in a preposition. So anyway is not a preposition. I don't really don't know what part of speech that is. I don't know. Call in if you know it, like when you end a sentence with something like anyway or whatever, it's sort of like you just drop that at the end. Maybe it's not a part of speech because you're not supposed to do that, but we do that in speech. So anyway. All right. Someday by the Strokes, you know that song. Blood Love by Young Summer and Kreutzberg by Block Party. I threw that in there because that's a pump up song for me. We got the Boston Marathon this weekend. It's on Monday. It's marathon weekend. We got Kipchoge, might be in the city at this point. World record holder for the marathon. First time runner at Boston. We're actually joking around. A lot of elite runners do not run Boston because it is very hilly and the weather also might be bad. I saw maybe a little bit of rain. It could like snow and sleet, or it could also be like 4,000 degrees. And no matter what, those hills aren't going anywhere. Heartbreak Hills is going to be there after we are all gone. So a lot of the lead runners do not come here. He is going to come here for the first time, which is great. We're kind of joking around, too, that having a difficult but prestigious marathon is sort of the Boston way. And that sure enough, in the first mile, he's going to slip on like a Dunkin' cup. And it's probably going to divide the city. Half the people are going to be like, you know, we should have picked that cup up. And then the other half of the city is like, oh, yeah, you can't run in Boston. Boston's strong. Do your job. Don't step on the cup. Shout out to Sam and Stout and Declan and Andrew, who are all listening today. Thank you. Sarah, also listening today. Liked the fact that I was shouting out anybody who has a similar nose to me. And he's having a hard time out here with the spring. We got a couple more songs. Also, I do want to just make sure like this gets in here. Special guest next week, friend of the show, pretty much honorary host of the show, honorary member of several societies, Anton, up here, co-hosting, Fast and Loose hosting. I'll hand it over to him. You know, why not? Over here, playlist certainly curated by him. We're going to be doing some watching running on Monday, and then he's going to be coming in here on Tuesday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to that. If anybody wants to go for a run with Anton and I, might hit the stadium. I sort of owe him one of those. The Harvard Stadium is a lot of fun. If anybody wants to do that potentially on Saturday afternoon, please jump in. It's a lot of fun. It makes you feel super accomplished. It's like 2,500 feet of elevation, depending on who you talk to. No matter what, you feel great afterward. You just feel great. So anyway, that's in there. And I also do want to say this for anybody who might be creating a running playlist or any pump-up playlist, you gotta have songs that remind you of death, okay? Because, like, what is the point of doing anything? Like, what sort of, like, the sweetness has to come with sort of the bitterness that, like, this is my chance. You know what I'm saying? If it's all just sort of highs, then, like, what are we all doing here, you know? Like, the fact that this is your opportunity, that I feel like should constantly be sort of coming through. That's why I like Block Party in general, is that they hit the highs, but they're also like, what are we all doing here? You know, what are we doing here? That, like, bitter acerbic taste in my mouth is, that's the thing that keeps me going. There it is. That's like this high school Nate was snowboarding and listening to The Freshman. If you want to look that song up, and just getting freaking stoked to, you know, build a jump, attempt a trick, and just crash. The old Hidden Valley Resort right outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Anyway, a couple more songs. And fit them in here. Stay with us. Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford.
I got my hopes up. as you.
Hey, that's going to be it for me. Thank you for listening. And you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. Have a wonderful Tuesday and a wonderful week. Looks like we're going to have some great weather. Thank you.